Okay. Harei lecha she'ein lodom v'chassidus ha'maisa b'ashir husham levad. Okay, this is what we spoke about already. That when it comes to chassidus, you can't judge whether what you should do or not do based only on the thing itself. Ach tzorich lifnos kol v'chol l'chol atzvadim sheyuchal seichel lodom v'ros. You have to consider all of the peripheral things, how it's going to affect other people, what are going to be the far-reaching repercussions and implications. Until you can decide whether, since this is not something you have to do, again, mitzvahs you have to do, usually you can't make these kashmonos. You have to do what you have to do. Right? And you have to try to do it in a way that is the most deinadam lechaveru and deinadam lemakom, right? Is it derech yosher she yaver bo ha'adam kol she tiferes lo sehel v'tiferes lo min ha'adam? So, but you have to do it. You have to do it. You can't make cheshvonos how it's going to affect people and what or whatever. But when it comes to chassidus, that's not something you have to do. Those are extra things that you're doing to mekayim ratzon Hashem, not just the command, like we explained. And he gives an example here. Okay, and tochacha, even though it's a mitzvah, but how you fulfill this mitzvah is not one monolithic way, right? The kama pamim yikonis adam lochiach hatoyim b'makom ovisman she'ein dvar nishmoy gorid lohem lisparitz yotze barisham lechal Hashem ulahosiv al chatosim pesha. The purpose of hocheach tochiras amisecha, hochacha means rebuke, but it really means reproof. The hocheach means to prove something. Meaning, there's a few purposes in tochacha. One is that you should stop the avera being done, right? Because you don't want averas to be done. You don't want somebody to do averas because it's harmful to them. So you're doing it basically for the sake of the other person and for the sake of the world. Avera shouldn't be done. And also because you're also responsible, where you can stop an avera, you become an accomplice if you don't. So for all those three reasons, that's before the avera, or after the fact for the future. That's one reason. A second reason is that you want to make a machor. You want to protest the avera being done so it doesn't make an impression on you or other people around. Right, who will think that if people can get away with this, then it's okay to do. So you want to make it clear that it's not okay to do. So you make a machor. Even if you won't stop the avera, right, but it's important to make a machor, to make a protest for your sake, that you can get used to it, and for other people, they shouldn't think it's okay to do. That's the second reason. And so those are basically, and also that what's it called, if you let an avera go by without saying anything, it's a chilul Hashem also. So you want to avoid that chilul Hashem. Okay. So now, if those are the reasons, not like, unfortunately, people most of the time give tochacha because they want to show people that they're holier than thou, right? That they know more than the other person or whatever. So those are negative reasons for tochacha and possible reasons. So if the reason is all of these reasons, then you have to make a cheshbon, what am I going to accomplish? Since the purpose of hocheach tochiach es amisecha, but lo sisa alav chet, the pashup shot means that you're stopping the sin. So if by giving the tochacha you're going to cause more sin, you cause a person to hate people who are frum, because they don't understand, right? You see somebody being mechal Shabbos, and you scream out Shabbos or throw rocks at them or whatever, as some kids do. Okay, so what are you going to accomplish with that? Are you going to stop the chilul Shabbos? 99% of the time, 0.99%, that's not going to make somebody shomer Shabbos, as he got thrown rocks at his car because he was mechal Shabbos. You want to make a protest, right? Is that going to make a kiddush Hashem in the eyes of people, this kind of protest? Mustana not. So I'm going to make more people are going to concentrate more on the chilul Hashem of the screaming Shabbos or whatever, or surely throwing the rocks, than the kiddush Hashem that you protested somebody being mechal Shabbos, especially if the people who are watching are not the kind of people who understand this bechlal. Elamai, you don't want to see an Aveira being done and not react because you'll become insensitive to it. So fine. So you should scream Shabbos to yourself. Because the purpose over here is for yourself. You're not going to accomplish anything for the other person, except probably make things worse. So that's what he says. Right? So sometimes you think you're going to give Musar and Tochacha, right? And instead of stopping the people from doing the Aveira, you make them do more Aveiras. Because the time and place is not conducive for that kind of Tochacha. So therefore, better to keep quiet. And that says, Niki Yossi, Vaze, Eno Menachasidus, Elulishtok. The Chain Omru Chazal, Kishem Shemitzvah Lomer, Dover Hanishma, Kach Mitzvah Shalolomar, Sheino Nishma. There's a time when it's a mitzvah not to say, and not to give Tochacha. And again, a person therefore has to take in consideration what's the purpose of the Tochacha. Here the Torah gave a purpose for the Tochacha. The three purposes, like we said. So when will those purposes be best served? And sometimes it's impossible to give Tochacha outright. You have to give it subtly. As like to say by Noah, that it says that none of Noah's children were 100 years old when the Mabul came. Everybody was having children when they were young, relatively, and Noah didn't have children till he was 500. Right? So why did the Rabban Hashem wait so long to give Noah children? So Rashi says, because Manavshach, if his children would be tzaddik, if they would be Rishayim, then they would be judged on their own, not in Noach's schus, because they'd be adults, and at 100 we were considered an adult in those days, klapei shamayim. Today it could be 20. Then it was 100. So anybody under 100 was considered a kid. And he wasn't responsible to be shamayim in things that were totally heavenly decrees. So if they would be 100 and they'd be rishayim, they would have to be judged on their own, and it would be a terrible tsar for Noah to have his children killed in the Mabul. Now that they were less than 100, they were judged as Noah's children, and they were saved in his chus. If they would be tzaddikim, Rashi says, it would be an extra bother to build all those extra tevas. So I understand if they were Rishayim, they'd be killed. But if they were tzaddikim, why couldn't they go into Noah's teva? What? Because they were one day over 100, they were too big to go into the teva. Why would they need to build more tevas? So I think the answer is, the purpose of building the teva was not to save Noah, because the Ravon Shon had other ways of saving. He could have given him scuba diving equipment, he could have put him on the moon, he could have put him in Eretz Yisrael, right? He could have had other ways. The purpose of building the teva, basically one of the purposes, was to give him a connection to the people of the generation, to give them Musar. Meaning that if Noah would have gone around with a sign, the world's coming to an end, repent, people would have thought he was nuts. They would have ignored him completely. So he's building this gigantic boat in his backyard, right? And what's it called? Forget about Bill Cosby. I can read your mind. And
I won't say anything.
and the guy comes out, he says, Noah, what are you doing? He says, I'm building a gigantic boat. He said, it's a little big for your bathtub. Why are you building a boat here? He said, because there may not be any water here now, but there's going to be a lot of water later if you guys don't repent. And Levi said, then he had already an opening of a conversation with the people of his generation. And not only that, but they saw he really meant it. You don't spend 120 years building a boat if you don't really believe the world is coming to an end and that the Rebbe Shlomo spoke to you. So it made it, he got him a contact with the people, and it made it that the people, what's it called, will take it seriously. He couldn't give them Musar directly. It could have probably killed them. But this way they were interested in asking him. He had an in, and what he said made an impression, because he obviously believed it. He wouldn't spend 120 years of his life building a boat for nothing. So that was, therefore, if the children were under bar mitzvah of 100, so they would have no chiyuv themselves of tochacha, they could be yotze with Noach's. But once they're 100, they have their own chiyuv of tochacha, so they have to build their own tevas. Not because they couldn't be saved in his, because they had a chiyuv of tochacha. They have to build favors themselves, and it wouldn't help for them to help Noah because he's building it anyway. That they have to work on their own teva would be more, much more convincing. So sometimes the tochacha isn't direct, right, confrontational, but it's more subtle. Right? A lot of times tochacha could be inviting somebody to your house for a Shabbos instead of screaming Shabbos or whatever, inviting them over for a Shabbos, showing them what a Shabbos is. They're not going to become Shomer Shabbos if you throw stones at their car the next Shabbos. It's going to take a while even for that to sink in, right? So it'll take the same while to sink in of over a long period of time of kibbutz. So you have to know when is the time to make a macha, when is the time when you can ignore things and better not to say anything, when's the time to scream quietly to yourself, right? It depends if you understand what the purpose is. Right? Here's a mitzvah where the Torah had a purpose for the mitzvah. Is that purpose going to be served or not? Then you can decide how to do it. Not if to do it, but how to do it. That's the shot.
One question. If the generation, those people under 100 were innocent, so to speak, they were still, why would they save them in the...
Because the whole world was killed. Why the animals killed? Because even though they may have been innocent in the fact that they didn't do anything per se wrong, right, but they had no source to be saved, and they were corrupted just as much as the parents were, right? So the world had to be purified from all that corruption. Therefore, even the animals had to die, and the earth had to be purified.
So even though they weren't responsible for that,
they weren't punished. They were just, that's it. They were affected, and the world couldn't exist with that kind of effect.
Now, I always send this example, and the pasuk goes on. This is lo seis lo chet. These cheshbon is all part of halacha. That's part of din, not the foundation of din.
It's only it's not, as he says in a few seconds. The halacha can't deal with every single situation to tell you when this, when that. You can't go through a sefer and see this is when you do that. You have to be sensitive enough to know the situation, how to apply. Right, when the purpose of this halacha is going to be served and when it's not going to be served. That's the same thing as chassidus, where the purpose is not the action itself. It's the ratzon Hashem of doing nachas ruach. When are you going to affect nachas ruach, when not? Same thing over here. The lo sisal of chet tells you that there is a purpose to this mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. It's not the tochach itself that's the chiyuv. It's the result. That's the chiyuv. And Mela, when that result will be happen, that's what it is. So that depends on a lot of seichel.
The way the Rav is describing it is now taking a mitzvah that's beferish in the Torah,
right,
and say that's just lifnei mishuras hadin.
It's not lifnei mishuras hadin. He's comparing it to chassidus. He says chassidus is not the action itself; it's the result of the action. Here is a mitzvah with the same thing as, where the mitzvah is not the thing itself; it's the result. B'haraya, Chazal say sometimes mitzvah is lomer dover shalom nishma. I could Chazal come and say not to do a mitzvah in the Torah. No, that is the pshat in the Torah. The mitzvah is the result. So he's saying, just like over here, we have a mitzvah, that the result is the mitzvah. And the mele, you have to make a cheshbon when that result will best be served. By chassidus, it's always like that. The thing is not the thing itself. It's the result of nachas haruach to the monk. Wait, he explains himself. Re'ei Pashit Shehu Sheroi L'chol Adam Lios Matim V'Ratzel Dvar Mitzvah L'Shtar Lios Mina Oskim Bo. Another thing, it's for sure a positive thing most of the time to run and try to get as many mitzvahs as you can. Achinei L'Famim Yuchal L'Hiva L'Vizem Mariva Sheyosu Tizbaza Mitzvah. Sometimes you want to do the mitzvah, right? You want to, you know, be mechabed your parents' memory and daven for the omer, okay? But somebody else has a yard site at the same time, and it's going to, he's not the kind of person that's going to give in, and it's going to cause a fight. So instead of making nachas ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom and to the memory of your parents, you're causing a fight, right, in the name of your parents, which is a chilul Hashem, right, which is not a kiddush Hashem, surely it's a chilul Hashem. And the mitzvah is misbazik, because two people are fighting over the mitzvah. So in that kind of case, the halacha is, over here the purpose is not to daven for the omer. It's no chiyuv to daven for the omer. The inyan is to make a nachas ruach, a ilui neshama. So what's going to make more of an ilui neshama? Fighting for the making a fight in the shul, or letting the other person down for the omer? Avade, what's a bigger kiddush Hashem and a bigger ilui neshama is being mevater. So you're accomplishing the purpose by not davening rather than by davening. Yischal lo shem shemayim asher yischabit. Better than what's it called than going davening for the other. Right? Or in another case, person has the most terrible voice shaykh. Right? People suffer because that the person davens, right? Or he can't daven quickly or whatever. So he's gonna daven now the ilui nishmas and cause people to speak lashon hara about him, be upset with him, and tircha de tzibura. So that's really an schus le'ili nishmas. So better he shouldn't have it. The person has to make that chesh. Because the purpose is not the thing itself. It's the result. Therefore a chosid should, if he wants to grab mitzvahs, there's a time to grab mitzvahs, time not to grab mitzvahs. So the reason of grabbing mitzvahs, you're making a tosefes and kiddush Hashem. Here you're grabbing the mitzvah, you're making a chilul Hashem. V'chein omer chazal v'in ha-leviyim v'nei shohar yodim shekol mi shetoyin ba'oran schar ha-meruba. The leviyim know that whoever carried the oran got more schar. V'hoyu menichem es ha-shulchan v'amenorah v'amizbechos v'kulam ratzim la'aron l'ikul schar. Everybody wanted to carry the oran, they didn't want to carry the other kelim. V'mitokach v'yizem meriva omer anitoyin kan v'zem meriva omer anitoyin kan. And then they used to fight, you couldn't only have a certain amount carrying the oran. Not everybody could carry the oro, so he's to fight over it. And we told Kacha, you know, again, Kalis Rosh. And they were sitting there fighting over the oro, which is Kalis Rosh and the oro. Like, what are you sitting here fighting over the oro? And the same thing goes with fighting over the omelet or whatever. That's why the people who carried the oro, right, many times, and Midas Adin got them. He says, because of the fights they used to have in wanting to carry the oro. But when it comes to a mitzvah that you have to do where the purpose is the action itself, the mitzvah itself, you can't make these cheshbonos. You have to do what you have to do. You have to try to do it in a way that is the most appealing to everybody. But if you can't, right, it's impossible, you have to do the mitzvah. Finish. You can't be embarrassed. Can't worry what people are going to say. You have to do it. Finish. You have to worry what people are going to say if you can do it a better way. But if there's no other eitzah, you have to do the mitzvah. Finish. V'chein shaninu had the askenomer. You have to be like a leopard, bold, right? Altivad min amaligim. Don't worry about people make fun of you or whatever. You have to do what you have to do. Omnam gabezet zarechilik ba'avchana. He calls it neamra al gufei hamitzvah shechayov ve'achlu behem chove gemura. That's only in the part of the mitzvah that is absolutely necessary. But a person can do a mitzvah with extra hidurim. Those are chasidus already. There it's not that part of the mitzvah itself. Those are hidurim in the mitzvah. Okay? Which are a hidur in the mitzvah if it doesn't cause a worse repercussion. Ach yesh eze tosfos chasidus shim yasa osa mo'odam lefnei hamoda on yishchiku alav yislotetzim. Right, you have to daven. So people are going to make fun of you because you daven? Too bad. Right. But you don't have to daven and chuckle like you're, what's it called, like you're going to take off or whatever. So people, or you have to say vidui. So you have to clap al chayt. Right. But you don't have to clap al chayt in a way that everybody's going to look and think that you're out of your mind. So those kinds of things are not part of the halacha. Those are hidurim. Sometimes doing it in a way that brings ridicule is, you don't do it like that. You do it in the way you have to do it. Don't do it in a way that brings ridicule. And because of that, you're going to be punished because you caused people to scoff or whatever. You could have stopped. You didn't have to do that. Right? You get up to daven amongst people that know nothing about Yiddishkeit or whatever, and you have to daven. Fine, so daven. But if you can start chuckling or whatever, make yourself look like a meshugana, right? Now make fun of that. So what did you accomplish? So you can't not daven. You can't say, well, I'm not going to daven. You have to daven. But daven in a way, it's not going to bring ridicule. Even though when you're davening by yourself, you get more kavana by chuckling away. Fine, it's a chuckle. But not in the case where it's going to cause a chilul Hashem. Why? Ki einam chova muchletus. That isn't a chiyuv. In dover kazeh, vadish yosur hogun hu lechosich yanichu min yaseu. A lot of people didn't do things that they did privately, right, as extra chassidus when they were in front of other people, because it would make them look like Bali God. Who does he think he is? What does he think he's doing? And we already went through this, what's Metzik Yehura and not, right? And Metzik Yehura is not only because other people, there's another reason. It's not only because other people are going to think that you think you're somebody special, but if it's something that most people don't do, and you're not so special, then you're doing it because you think you are special. That also is awesome. That's Gaiva Salev. That in itself is also for you. It's also also to make other people make fun of you or behoshin you that you think you're somebody special when you're not, right? Even though you're doing it for good reasons. Nimtzeis Lavin. Okay. Shehabal Ischase. I'll give you another example. The just happened a few days ago, right? On a plane, especially a plane that's not allowed, right? I think Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyoshiv all held that you shouldn't daven a minyan. Because inevitably, most of the people on the plane are not frum. People gather around their seats, especially if davening, you know, chakras early in the morning. People are sleeping. And you're, you know, really get into it with the Odmen Yeheshmar Ali, waking people up. People can't get to the bathroom, because that's usually where they daven. Right? So it's a tremendous, tremendous chilul Hashem. Most of the time, that's what happens. So they held better down by your seat, or find a private place to down alone, and not down with a minion. And that's what I do. I rarely down, especially it's on an easy jet flight. I think there was maybe 5-6 other from people on the flight. All of them were goyim, right? And they came to say, what's it called? I was downing myself, and I said, making a minion for mincha. The same thing to him. But Lamaisa, in the end, they got up. Since it wasn't an halal flight, he said prayer services will be held in the back of the plane, what's it called, in 5 minutes. So they accommodated the people. I don't know how the people were sitting there. There was no galley in the back. It was in back of the plane. So it was mamish right by everybody's seat. I can't be masik that these people were very happy about it. But the plane did it because they want business from Yidden. So it was more important for them to, you know, have a prayer service. But I still believe that it was a tircha, right, and an imposition to the people around the thing. Right? You want to daven by yourself. Why do you have to be mitzai or other people? And there's no chiyuv to daven with a minyan when it's impossible. When people go places and do things, right, that they can't daven with a minyan for other reasons, less important than that. So that's an example, right. Nimtzis lomit shabod ischashet chasidus amiti tzor sheyishkol komaisu v'hatoldus hamishoch meyem. You want to do chasidus where things are not the action itself, but it's the results that are the ikker, right? Then you have to take in consideration, right, what is going to come from it. Ulefi atznoyim amislavim lohem lefi ho'eis, and that has to take in time. Lefi hachevra, who is being affected? Lefi hanosei, what are you doing? The Fiyamakum and the place. All those things you have to take in consideration. Is this the right time, place, people to do this chasidus or not? The Maprisha told it Yosef Kiddushim Shabbai Venachas Ruch the Fund of Minamaisa, Yifras Liyasa. And if in the end not doing it will bring more of a Kiddush Hashem, don't do it. Oh, in Maisa Echad the Mar Isa who told, Vitoldosav Ubitnovura, sometimes the thing itself looks good, right? But what's going to cause is going to be bad. Something else looks like bad. You're not davening with a minyan. Looks bad. But the result will be better than davening with a minyan. When the result will be negative, then don't daven a minyan. This is not something that you can list the halachas. When yes, when not. You have to have seichel. It's the fifth shulchan aruch. You have to have some seichel to know when yes and when not. Every situation is different, so you can't make rules for situation. You can say general idea what's going to be the result. You have to figure out what the result is going to be. There's no way that every single situation can be dictated, right, taking consideration all of the different conditions. There's no limit to the details that could be, and the combination of details. So you have to have some seichel, know how to put them together. V'ashem yitei choch mipiv dasu tvuna. U'maishad reb tarfen yochiyah. Maishad the Gemara and Brachos, reb tarfen. Shehichmir lahatos k'beishame. The machlokas beisham beishilo, how are you supposed to read Kriyashma? Beishilo says you can read it any way, right? Standing, sitting, lying down, right? And even though it says b'shoch b'chov k'mecha, when you lie down and when you get up, it doesn't necessarily mean to tell me the manner of which you're supposed to be, the position you're supposed to be in, but the time when you're supposed to say it, in the time of getting up and the time of lying down. Yishamai says no, it's more than that. It's in the time of lying down when you're lying down. So you have to say Kriya Shema at night lying down and Kriya Shema in the morning standing up. That's what Yishamai says. So the halach is like Beisila. Rabbi Tarfon got off his donkey in a place that was dangerous and lied down to say Kriya Shema at night. So they told him, you're Chayiv Misa for going against, and if you, not Chayiv Misa, but you did something, there was no purpose to it, and if you would have been harmed because you got off the donkey at a dangerous place and you would have been killed, you would have deserved it because you went against Beisila. But Amar Lei, Kedai Ho Yisra Lachu Ba'as Mechosh Ravato Di Reisil. Why? Lei learns very interesting. Usually he learned differently. He learned Afal Pisha Machner Hoyim. He was Machner. Beisila didn't say you can't say it lying down. He just said you don't have to lie down. But everybody would hold that you could lie down when you say Kriya Shema. So if you lie down, you're Mekayim both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you do it on the donkey, you're Mekayim Beis Hillel but not Beis Shammai. Right? V'zeh she'inyin machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ha'yein kod Yisrael. He said a very interesting shot. He says the whole machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was a terrible thing in Klal Yisrael. It was the first real spread out machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, b'nei machlokas hagdola shorofso b'neiim. Up until then, there was one machlokas that wasn't settled. They had a lot of arguments, but they all came to a resolution by the Sanhedrin. After talmidim of Beis Shammai and Hillel, who were not on the right level, they had a lot of machlokas and they weren't resolved. So it made the Torah look like two Torahs. You know, we know what today it is. So this one says this one said that. Very hard for people who aren't really familiar with what halacha is to understand, you know, is it one Torah or not one Torah? The sof nigmar shalacha beisil la'olam. However, there was a bas kol. They made a halacha, that the halacha is like beisil. Okay? And that was what was something in the interest of the Torah, that those machlokas should be resolved, and there should be a final halacha, and this is it. The halacha is like Beis Hillel, and finished. And Beis Shammai in the end had to give in, and now there's one Torah again, for the most part. That was the first real big machlokas. Right, and once that psak was given, it was for the sake of Klal Yisrael, for the sake of the Torah. Below Yechalish b'shum padim, shelo tasa Torah chas p'shalom b'shtei Torahs. And if somebody went and said, "Well, you know, I'd like to be machmer like Beis Shammai," that means he's showing that it wasn't resolved, that there's still another opinion, and you can do like that other opinion. So the result was that he was weakening the Torah by being machmer, because it was in the best interest of the Torah that it should be clear that there's one way and that's it. And once it was resolved, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that's it. There's no Beis Shammai anymore. The Alkein, the Das Hamishna Hazos Yosef Chassidus Hu LaHachzik Beis Hillel Afilu LaKula MiLaHach Mekir Shammai. Because what is the purpose of the Chumrah was to be Marbe Kavod Shammayim? What's a bigger Kavod Shammayim? To see to it that the halacha of like Beis Hillel is reinforced and it doesn't look again like two Torahs. So Mamela, it was better for Rabbi Tarfon to be Mako and not do like Beis Shammai, to reinforce this idea that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, because that was more Kavanah Torah. Zelonu Leinayim Liros Ezen Derech Yishkon Or Be'emes Mamuna Lasos HaYoshem Inesha. So again, in things where the action is demanded, you can't make Cheshbonos. You can only make cheshbonos if the way you're doing it doesn't have to be done in this way specifically. But when you have no choice, you have to do it finished. When you do have a choice, and the purpose therefore is you're being mar beklod shamayim, it's a hider, it's an extra thing, then you have to make these cheshbonos. That's, and that is what chassidus is, the extra things. And there, for sure, whether it's a midah chassidus or not depends on factors, time, place, who you're affecting, what are going to be the results, and so on. At least next time was clear.